40 Days of Words, God's Decrees, Psalm 119, verses 171 to 173. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Psalm 119 is impressive. Not only is it the longest chapter in the entire Bible, but along with Psalm 1 and Psalm 19, it stands as one of the best chapters for exalting the Word of God. From the time we are born, people are talking to us, our parents, our teachers, eventually our bosses, politicians, the news media, angry people, happy people, all kinds of people are talking to us. Do you treat all the voices you hear in life the same? Or do you value some above the others? And if so, why? For instance, I would guess that if you heard a policeman behind you in his car using a speaker and telling you to pull over and stop, that you'd comply. Whereas, if someone in another vehicle were yelling generally and loudly, you would ignore him. Why the difference? Because the police officer has the authority, knows the law, and is sworn to protect and serve the community. The nutcase in the next car, who knows? The unidentified psalmist here, guessed to be either David, Ezra, or maybe Daniel, is praising God's decrees. Why? Because God's commands are righteous, which means they are morally upright and virtuous, meaning they are good. Then the psalmist essentially asks God's hand to be ready to help him. And why? Because the psalmist has chosen God's precepts. That is, he recognizes the wisdom and value of following God's word and then deciding how to live and act. He realizes that God's words are praiseworthy, righteous, and perfect. My prayer, Lord, your words, your decrees are praiseworthy and righteous. Teach them to me and help me, Lord, always to strive to be a doer of those words. Amen.